So the EPA and the Army are talking, and it's not about a hazardous waste dump. That's progress, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So tell us what you're doing now with the Army. How does this program work?
Well, just last Monday, we actually signed a memorandum of understanding. We're at the very beginning of this collaborative effort, and we're very happy to be partners with the Army in Net Zero. This is a great opportunity to engage EPA scientists and engineers in delivering cutting-edge research and technologies to help the Army installations achieve net zero goals. We're actually just one of many partners that are pulling our efforts together to help make these goals a reality.
So what exactly is this partnership like, and who takes point on ensuring that the Army is able to pull this off?
Well, this is essentially an Army initiative that was announced by Catherine Hammack, who's the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment. It's a great initiative. It's truly an example of leadership. But we'll be working together collaboratively with other partners like the Department of Energy and its national labs and the Army's very own Corps of Engineers to really understand the challenges that installations are facing and to craft plans that will help us to address those challenges.
Now, let's take an example. One of the things the Army wants to do is greatly reduce water consumption and maybe recycle water so that there's next to zero water used. What kinds of research does EPA have that could help the Army do that?
Absolutely. We've got a very an excellent cutting-edge program underway focused on water, focused on water quality, and also focused on the next generation of water infrastructure. So looking at ways to turn what we would normally consider a waste stream into an opportunity and helping to use the Army installations as test beds to demonstrate how we can recover energy, we can reuse water, and we can recover nutrients and materials from those streams. That all starts to get towards net zero installations.
So why is this so important for the mission itself?
I think one of the most important points here is bringing federal agencies together to address real and complex challenges. These challenges are not unlike the very same challenges that other communities face. And in order to really solve these issues, we have to leverage our resources, and we've got to bring all of our skills to bear. And so Net Zero is a great example of doing just that.
Now, on the area of power generation and electricity, EPA, of course, has been very active in that whole field. What are some of the research and what resources can EPA bring in the electricity area?
Well, that is not actually an area that I've been extremely focused on, but we certainly do have a great suite of technologies, research, and capability in terms of looking at energy, looking at the water that is used to produce energy, and looking at different impacts associated with climate and with the increased use of energy across the U.S. So finding innovative solutions, finding the right way to help address these problems within a complex systems approach is really what the EPA is focused on doing for the Army.
It sounds like you're really looking at a holistic approach where all of the inputs into making an operation operate have to be considered as a whole.
Absolutely. These are complex situations that involve a lot of different variables. And so we've got to look very carefully at the context in which these communities reside, at the issues themselves, and we've got to be very diligent in terms of looking at putting together the right set of plans. And I think that brings me back to another important point, which is we're just at the beginning of this collaborative effort. And so together, the Army, EPA, and its partners will start to look very closely at each situation and then together really craft plans, milestones, and objectives that will help us to achieve the installation's goals.
You actually anticipated my question. I wondered where you were on the spectrum of things, how far along things have gotten. But I'd also like to know a little bit more about the cost. Is this an agreement that would require a cash outlay at the beginning with a payoff later? Or is it surprisingly affordable? How does that work? Or do you even know yet?
Well, I don't think that we quite know that yet because, again, we just signed the Memorandum of Understanding with the Army last Monday. And so I think what we've agreed to do is to sit down together with all of the partners joining in this effort and to really look closely at each one of the challenges and then to carefully look at what skills are needed, what capabilities, what technologies, what kind of innovative solutions do we really need to employ here. And then we'll look at the type of resources that may be necessary. I think we all understand that resources are limited, so this is, again, a great example of multiple agencies coming together to leverage limited resources to really make an impact that's going to improve the overall quality on the ground for these communities.
So it sounds like there's no one-size-fits-all. I mean, if you have an installation that's in the middle of the desert and they have maybe acres for solar generation but very limited water, that might be a different situation or solution than a base that might be next to a raging river in a tall forest.
That's absolutely right. I think we have to look at each one of these as unique areas with unique challenges, but that does not mean that we won't be able to learn and to use the successes, whatever tools, technologies, innovative approaches, and practices are used in one area can then be scaled and transferred broadly across the federal government and to other communities. And I think really that's what we're looking for, is a synergistic approach that's going to help people to achieve that next generation of resource management.
We are talking with Leslie Gillespie-Marthaler. She's the Senior Advisor for Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Research and Development. I wonder if you foresee a future where the Army sets the gold standard for a net zero installation that the other military branches would follow, or even that the military as a whole would set for the civilian world to follow.
I think the Army is already well on its way to setting the gold standard. And again, I think this is such a great opportunity. I think that the door is wide open for other collaborators. I think that the Department of Defense Services typically get a very friendly competition going, and so I think you'll see the other services doing some extraordinary things as well. And I think, again, this is really just one of those great opportunities that comes along for everyone to work together towards common shared goals that are going to improve communities across the federal government and beyond the federal government.
So would you call this maybe an experiment, and then that you're creating a template for agreements that you could replicate throughout the government?
I think to a large degree that is what we are trying to do. I think that we want to see some tangible benefits, and I think we want to improve the systems and the resource management capabilities that are on the ground at these installations. And I think that in doing so, we're going to learn a lot and we're going to be able to transfer those broadly with other partners helping us along the way.